And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Bob, we got a little bit of a snap of cold this week. Got a taste of it. Was warm at the beginning of the week, then got cold in the middle, and then warm back up for the weekend. I'm thinking that I'm hearing. And again, we're taping this week because Barbecue Bob and I got weekend commitments this week. And we try to, you know, manage those together so that we don't leave you guys hanging.
That's right. So we can't say, coming at you live from the apocalypse.
Right.
Yeah.
Or Jethro, as it may be. Yeah. But, you know, I think I'd really rather be doing this show with Ellie Mae than you. But at the end of the day, that's not going to happen.
Your wife might be listening, so be careful.
She does listen.
Hey, you know, once again, Frank's Red Hot Sauce comes to the rescue. This chicken recipe for the cayenne pepper sauce. What am I looking for? Buffalo wing chicken dip.
Oh, that's good.
I don't have a name on it, or do I? Did I
nope.
put the name? No. But I saw this recipe online from Frank's, and don't you in the fall when you're tailgating like hot dips? I mean, I don't know.
Hot with heat and hot with spice.
Yeah,
yeah.
A nice warm bean dip or they very often call them buffalo chicken dip or different things like that. I saw this one, and it looked really simple, and it was a couple cups of shredded chicken, of course, grilled or cooked somehow. Some cream cheese, some Frank's Red Hot, their original cayenne pepper sauce, and I love that cayenne pepper sauce. I've got Frank's all over the place, that and, of course, many others, but a half cup of ranch dressing and a half cup of blue cheese. And I'll post this thing, and I'll give them credit on our website, but it's so easy. You know, you just make sure when do your chicken so that you can shred it or chop it. And I think chopped is better because I'm doing like a Triscuit or something when I dip it in there, or a nacho chip. But you want small pieces of chicken. I've had people make it before where they'll shred a breast. You don't need a 6-inch strip of
chicken.
It's hard to eat. Yeah, you can't dip it up.
It's hard to eat. And once again, when you're tailgating or you're out,
it's one-handed.
It's one-handed. You got to, and those scoops are real good for
really
that
good
too
idea.
Because
they
got a little bowl in them.
I'm getting hungry
now.
I'm
going to take it to the next level, Bob, is that a lot of people would put all of that in a crock pot. I put it in a cast pan, and I start with the cream cheese, and I use, rather than ranch, I use sour cream. Half cup of sour cream, half cup of cream cheese. Just loosens up that cream cheese a little bit, and then layer your chicken on, your buffalo dip, your blue cheese.
You wouldn't put any ranch in it?
I don't. I prefer it with the sour cream myself.
That's just wrong.
My point is that put that in a cast iron skillet, how much of it you ever make, you know, a little 10-inch skillet, and throw it on your grill with the lid down and give it for 10 to 15 minutes on high, and that stuff will start bubbling. And when you take it off there, that cast will hold that heat for about a half hour. So the amount of time it takes you to eat that dip, the bigger it is, the longer it takes.
Yeah, but, and if you have a grill at your tailgate site.
Yeah, exactly. If you don't, then you're going to bring it cold.
Well, there's another good reason to have cast, because you can get those little Coleman heaters that go on top of a can, and it's got a little burner sitting on it. You could heat it up with something like that if you can get it down low enough.
Yep. Because it's just one of those things where it's much better warm than it is cold, in my opinion.
Okay, venison sliders are great. You and I do tons of those at events.
Yep.
And if you might still have a little bit of, I think I have one package of ground venison left, but you can use hamburger.
Right.
But sliders are fast and easy to grill up. And the nice thing about sliders when you're tailgating is what I just said, fast and easy.
Right.
You don't want to be a chef. You want a tailgate. And if you have a little food there, little sliders, just flip on and off. Make sure you just chop up, slice up your olives and stuff in advance. So if you do little olive burgers, you can have all that stuff ready. And
sweet pickles, good on that.
Yeah.
Little pieces, little squares of cheese. Now, what I would tell you that my tip on that is that patty these things up a day or two before, and I put them in a Tupperware pan.
Wax paper.
Put a wax paper between them, right? And then put them back in the fridge, because when you're ready to cook these things, they're going to pop out of there super easy if they're cold. If you patty them at the tailgate, first of all, it's a mess. And second of all, they're not cold enough that
You'll gross apart. You'll gross everybody
well,
out.
Well, they fall apart, too,
I just
when
saw
you pull
you come
out
of the men's room. Now you're making a hamburger.
Right, yeah, exactly. But, yeah, sliders and the little Hawaiian rolls, whether they're that brand or one
King's
like them.
King's Hawaiian.
Right, but the little sweet Hawaiian rolls
King's Hawaiian.
Are wonderful for sliders.
Hey, don't forget, you can do a chicken lollipop, and that is easy. You take the drumstick end or the other end of a wing, and you just peel it back and pull it up. It's like, do you ever pull a turtleneck sweater over your head and get the turtleneck stuck around your head? You do that with the skin of the wing. And you just slide it up, but you don't let it pull over your head. You leave the turtleneck on, and you let it pop around. And that's the best analogy I got.
I'm not sure I followed you, but okay.
Don't you ever take a sweater off and not pull it over your head so you got it covered?
Yeah, and you go,
You do that with this. I don't. But you do that with this meat from a wing.
So if it's the drummy, if it's the one that looks like a miniature drumstick, you're going from the small end to the big, and you're just pulling the skin down over the big part.
I think it works better with the flat, but you can do it with either one. You just cut one end, and you slide it up over, and then when you grill it, magically it kind of tightens up and forms what looks like a little lollipop.
Right, and the bone that's exposed dries out and it's something to hang on to.
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what? Chili dogs are really good on we talked about those last week, so I'm not going to go into a recipe, but doing a chili dog at your tailgate, cuz chili is always good at a tailgate, but then I cut them up. And again, I'm doing this with a grill at a tailgate. I don't go to tailgates without a grill. Right, if you're a grilling guy like we are, we've got portable grills that we take. But again, I'll make by foot long chili dogs. Make them up like you like them with the chili and the mustard and the onion or whatever, and then sprinkle cheese on them. Put them on the grill and with the lid down for a couple minutes to get that cheese melted, and then cut them up in bite sized pieces and put them on a tray. So you're not having to manage a foot long hot dog, but you still get the awesome chili dog taste in a little bite sized deal because. To me, tailgating is all about a bite-sized deal.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Chili Dog Show on Jethro FM. Nah, it's the Grilling Guys. Yep. We're talking tailgating.
Absolutely. Here's another one that's really good. See, one of the premises that I have for good tailgate food is that you have to be able to eat it with one hand.
Yes.
I've always got a beer or a beverage in the other hand. Yep. And I don't like to hold a plate. I just like to grab something off a plate and take a bite of it. And so I make, and you know, take your COVID consciousness and do with it what you will. But I like making a platter of them and leaving them out. People walk by, grabs one of something.
Right. Remember that year we got those plates and had the hole in it? And
for
you put your beer bottle up?
I still have some in my garage.
Those are cool.
Yeah,
that's good for tailgating.
Yeah, we had that guy on. But anyway, yeah, it was for a long neck beer and you stuck it up the center of the plate and then you got to hold it all at once. Don't drink, though, with that in there because it dumps your plate all over the front of you. That might not be from experience,
but it might
be, too. Put
your chili in there and take a drink.
Yeah. The other one, the last one I want to cover in this segment is chicken and waffles. Everybody has, is there a chicken and waffles?
Yeah, but you see,
you get the little breaded chicken nuggets, put a skewer, and you can buy waffles that are about the size of a golf ball.
You just lost me.
No, man.
Chicken nuggets.
And a waffle.
Yeah.
And then you drizzle the buffalo wings. Let me finish, because it's good. The buffalo sauce on the chicken, the waffle, and then you drizzle maple syrup on it. And I'm telling you, it's a great bite.
And then put Pee Wee Herman on and stay on the couch, son.
Okay, manly. Eat some raw meat. Why don't you just chew your arm off, Bob, all right, if that's the way you want to eat. Because not everybody wants just pure meat on their, you know, we do cook for ladies once in a while. We have to do some buffalo chicken and waffles, man. Get off my back.
I think I struck a nerve.
Yeah, well, okay, the next one we go to, you're cooking. I'm just going to stand around and eat.
I'm just waiting to go to one.
We'll get us a...
Are you going to actually get to the game at Ferris?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, well, Bob, because I was the president of the fraternity, I got invited to the president's suite. So
is Dave still the president?
Yeah, exactly. Who gives a crap, right?
We went up there a couple years ago.
Right.
It was nice being
up
there.
Yeah, it is a nice view.
Oh, everybody's sucking up to him.
Well, yeah, here's
the
thing.
We offered him a beer, and he's like, yeah, I can't do one
here. Right, well, and here's the deal is you got to wear a mask because it's inside.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah, exactly.
No, thank you.
All right, coming up next, I'm sure we're going to talk about something. Oh, it's Gina from Stormy Cromer. Stick with us. We'll be back.